Bitcoin, or any other cryptocurrency.
That's the sound of the money truck backing up to your front door, Hoss.
Nobody's going to put money into a crazy scheme like that.
Okay, here comes the catch. This has to cost a lot of money.
Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency.
Buy.
Yes, the money is good.
We don't have that much time left. Let's talk rocket ships. First, Bitcoin.
3, 2, 1.
This is Crypto Karma with the sensei of cryptocurrency, Nick Green.
Welcome to Crypto Karma. This is Nick Green, and this show is brought to you by Nectar Juice Bar. Always fresh, always healthy, nectarjuicebar.com. Download the app to get a free smoothie now. Because what's healthier and what's more important these times than maintaining good health? So stay healthy, nectarjuicebar.com. So welcome, Bitcoiners. This is definitely been an exciting week. It is now August. Hard to believe the summer is going by really fast. If you're in New York, it's going by even faster. It is going crazy out there, that's for sure. A whole lot of rules that they are trying to impose on people. And it is a interesting time to see how things actually play out there. It's like the testing ground for the rest of the United States. They have millions of people to play with. The interesting thing, you know, New York is always on the eye of crypto. And just like most things in the world, Florida is very crypto friendly. Miami is the first city to actually put pensions in Bitcoin and be allowing people to invest in crypto with their funds. And there are several counties in Florida that are actually moving towards accepting payments, taxes, etc. And they just hosted the latest crypto event in Miami, blockchain event. But New York, you know, has always been on the eye of crypto, but the last to adopt, which is really weird. It's the home of Wall Street. And yet at the same time, it's the last state that's going to approve trading of Ripple or for Coinbase app to be downloaded or Robinhood. And there's millions of people that they affect. Why they have so many strange rules, I don't know, but it's not surprising to see them go 1984 right now. So be careful out there, but keep an eye on all things because knowledge is power. So prices, you know, Bitcoin has definitely shown a lot more strength. Volume has been kicking in. Alts are getting set up to run. It is beautiful. Definitely expecting over the next few weeks to see some alts run. It's not going to be an all-time high yet. Based on the 2016, 17, 18, looking back at history, we are poised and perfectly set up to see Bitcoin make an all-time high in December, and then alts to run crazy high prices January, February, March, and in between now and then, there will be some movement from coins like Cardano, Luna, Tailcoin. Tailcoin, by the way, which I'll get to in a minute. The pricing there has been crazy. But this is where I feel it's a good time to take profits. Now, if you're a holder and investing in the long run, it's a great time to buy because we're still low. There's still, you know, minus $500 billion from the market that was there just about 6 weeks ago. So this accumulation phase is when the bigger investors are buying up. New people in crypto expect to get rich quick, and some of them did, and then you get spoiled and reality loses you, and then they sell. Those are the weak hands that we're talking about. But taking advantage of this time is really the most important thing. These prices are low and substantially attainable, but there's a lot of money to be made. Ethereum was just under $2,000 about a week ago, $1,900 bucks. Now has been knocking on the door of 2,500 and lots of volume. Ethereum 2.0 is going to come out hopefully soon. There's always going to be an update on that and probably always a delay, but it's scalable and most blockchains run off Ethereum anyway. It's definitely one of the most used out there along with Binance Chain. So as a good investment, this is going to crush it and see over 10,000 still. The predictions still hold for the end of the year. Cardano, we'll have a bit to talk about that. It's up to $1.37. Dogecoin is down, hanging out around 19 cents. But that's what happens when you follow Elon Musk and make purchases based on what Twitter says. However, there's still room for this bad boy to see a dollar. It's not going to be tomorrow. It's going to be Q4, Q1. So all the holders, good luck. Have fun with it. It's still a great coin to have. But once we see some big profits, I'm taking them and I'm going to get out because Dogecoin will surely do some stupid numbers again before it falls off or before it becomes the actual coin of Mars and Tesla accepts it. At some point, one of these things are going to push it. And if SpaceX comes through with her promise, then remember next year is going to be when it's going to be on SpaceX that goes to the moon and literally be a currency of Tesla's SpaceX. So let's see how that plays out. Great trades. Link, Chainlink, my favorite. Under $20 for the past 2 weeks, now averaging around $23. And it is getting ready to pump even more. It's really, really a sure thing in my opinion. I always have some Link for short trades and for the long run, along with Matic, that I expect to still really perform and be a top 10 this season. So funny enough, with a lot of the DeFi networks out there, with all the different chains, do any of them actually make any money? And the question would be, what do the fees do? How useful are some of these? Well, right off the bat, I could tell you 7-day average fees. The number one producer out there, as of course it is the most used blockchain, is Ethereum, with an average of $10 million, 7-day average fees. $10 million. So there is a lot of money being spent on these networks. Binance Chain, BSC, is second with $3.2 million. What a big gap of almost $7 million, but it shows the amount of money that is flowing through. So Ethereum, Binance Chain, Uniswap, with that cute little unicorn they have, about $2.7 million in fees generated over 7 days. Aave, under a million at $862,000. Followed by SushiSwap, $741,000. And believe it or not, fees generated from Bitcoin, literally only $500,000. So really interesting to see what networks are actually making money. Polygon generated about $14,000 in fees. So Matic's not maybe as used as people think. Dogecoin, $9,000 in fees. Cardano, $7,800. So these are not big numbers unless you're talking about Ethereum, Binance, Uniswap, et cetera. So puts a lot of perspective into what's really moving, what's doing something, and also kind of a nice warning to look up as far as where would a good investment go? Are you going to invest in something that is liquid or something that just has a cute meme? But those are my 2 cents. On Crypto Karma, in the news, so many people have a favorite coin out there, and there is a huge following for Cardano. It's been around 5 years. Remember, Charles Hodgkinson is the inventor of Cardano. He was a co-founder of Ethereum. He's a mathematician, a professor. So a lot of people believe in him and what he's doing, and he's really patient. He really wants to let the project speak for itself, even though they don't have any smart contracts, so to speak, but they have a very bright future, and the technology is what I think is being trusted most. This guy's in it for the long run. He's already rich. He lives right here in Colorado. He raises bison. He has a farm. Really, really brilliant guy. And so people are really betting on him. And they had a really big accomplishment recently. So Cardano, definitely on the verge of dominating Asia in terms of volume, as they got approved for an exchange in Japan called BitPoint. Japanese market crypto regulation, it's very difficult to break. Basically, what's happening is that Cardano is approved for a listing on the exchange BitPoint, which makes it one of the few other digital assets listed on Japanese exchanges. Not everybody is on them. Used to be. Japan loves crypto. It's accepted at many retailers there. Ripple, Ethereum, Bitcoin, etc. But trading of ADA on the exchange is actually going to start later this month, when they made that announcement themselves, so that's not FUD. It's no fake news. They did not reveal much information or plans related to it, but they said ADA will be an expected project. So again, they're even betting on the man and the technology and the proof of work from Ethereum. So this gives Cardano a lot of credibility. Basically, they're banking on the benefits of what Cardano presents, and that includes huge scalability far beyond what Ethereum could currently handle. I think the number is 5 times the ability of Ethereum. And because smart contracts are a huge bet for decentralized applications, Cardano smart contracts will launch in September of this year. Once the Alonzo update is up, I probably should find out where they got the name Alonzo, but they had Shelley not long ago. I'm assuming maybe these are names after his bison, maybe kids. But regardless, these smart contracts launch. They're going to be on the Japanese trading platforms. Then ADA could see some incredible numbers in this run. I mean, we're talking $7, $8, $9, $10. Not unrealistic to see $10 Cardano if this all comes to fruition. It's huge for Japanese customers and just all of the Cardano community. I think it's great. Good luck for ADA, of course. So in Japan, it's practically hard if not almost illegal with the amount of restrictions to trade cryptocurrency right now. They've been reorganizing the crypto industry so that they could adapt to it. They note the demand is high, and it looks like the government is preparing for the future, but they have such strict regulations that about 4% of its citizens still own and trade digital assets. 4%, very small number. There's a lot of complications we could talk about there on another time, but the industry is now picking up following the hefty regulations. And with figures from the Japan Virtual and Crypto Assets Exchange Association, that's what they call it, they are showing an explosion of crypto transactions this year compared to last year. It is picking up tremendously, and that's going to be one to watch. So we'll talk more about Japan, because this is going to do a lot for projects, and you're going to see other coins piggybacking on the success of Cardano, if not partnering with them, in order to have access to that market. Konnichiwa. Other things trending with cryptocurrency right now, as we've said, that progress is going to happen with or without you. It's basically right in front of us. And all the banks, including Wells Fargo, they were giving people trouble that wanted to send wires to Coinbase. They want to make it difficult. They, when it comes to cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, you can't invest with it. They think it's bad, blah, blah, blah. Well, Wells Fargo, ironically enough, is now offering Bitcoin and crypto exposure to wealthy clients. So Wells Fargo, their wealth division is now allowing clients to basically invest in cryptocurrencies using Wells Fargo's good advice, I'm sure, on what to hold and what to buy. Remember, this is not trading. Basically, high net worth Wells Fargo clients can now get Bitcoin and crypto exposure. And this is coming from Business Insider, making Wells Fargo the latest, not the last, but one of many traditionally conservative banks that have been venturing into the crypto market. In May, it was reported that the investment research division of Wells Fargo Wealth and Investment Management was going to implement an actively manage Bitcoin and crypto strategy to its qualified investors. Qualified meaning you need to have a lot of money. The firm's wealth and investment management arm oversees about $2 trillion in assets, making them among the largest wealth managers in the United States. $2 trillion. They could literally shift the crypto market and influence the price of many coins, including Bitcoin, themselves. Are they smart enough to do that? Sure they are. Will they ever do that? Never. Not because they wouldn't want to manipulate the market. I just don't think they understand how, and they've been caught doing too many bad things, too many SEC fines. But think about that. Any investment firm or capital investment firm, hedge fund, a bank that has $2 trillion in assets, even $1 trillion, could move and shift the crypto market 20%, if not more, depending on if they were going to pump certain altcoins or go all in a Bitcoin. Either way, that kind of money can manipulate any market, just like we watch it manipulate the stock market right now. And what it does with AMC.
I'm just going to go watch a movie.
So the price of AMC being below $40 is heavily manipulated. It's one of the most purchased and held stocks in the world. Robinhood stock, which has ripped people off, had to pay multi-million dollar fines, is at $50. And yeah, though there is intrinsic value, they do it wrong. You don't even own your crypto when you trade on Robinhood or make investments. So their platform's very deceiving. $50 stock there, and AMC was at $39. Not necessarily what we call kosher. However, the short squeeze coming into AMC is going to happen, and we're going to watch a lot of people make money. It's going to be right back up towards $100. When? I don't know. The CEO is cool as hell. He is very proactive and transparent to his community, opening up their investor calls for stocks, believe it or not, giving out a link for everyday people to be a part of these calls. And that's amazing. They get criticized left and right, but it really feels like the company is behind the movement of the AMC stock, and they want to see it pushed up and then give more value to the theaters. They're open. It's incredible. So the CEO of AMC Theaters, by the way, Adam Aron, he is the former CEO of Starwood Hotels, Norwegian Cruise Line, Vail Resorts, and the Philadelphia 76ers.
Is anyone up for a game of basketball?
Incredible. I think they're in really good hands, and they're actually have not even issued any new shares since early June, I believe it was. And they want to see the success. If you've got them, you're holding, good for you. You know, it's pretty incredible to see the manipulation in the stock market, but at the same time, there is money to be made. I just think it's really interesting that the CEO is so transparent. So Adam Aron actually tweeted out 2 days ago, August 9th is our next quarterly earnings call. We will be webcast so you can listen. And for the first time ever, we will take questions from individual investors on the call. Here's the link. Really smart questions in so far and fascinating suggestions too. Basically, this is a company that knows who their investor is, they know who their stockholders are, and they are appeasing to their crowd. It is really nice to see this happen. I think a lot of other companies could take note from just what AMC Theaters is doing. Support your local movie theater, get out to an AMC. I sure am, and I'm holding. I got myself my hands on some AMC, and gonna see how far this could go. Of course, I still think that the stock market's gonna crash soon, but could AMC avoid some of that? Absolutely. It could still be one of the few guys. There's always some stocks that are going to make it, just like Dogecoin will always make it. Ethereum will always be strong. AMC, for a lot of reasons, is one of those. So that's what I have to say about AMC Theaters and their stock. And back to Bitcoin. Big things happening. According to CoinDesk, the Dutch helicopter firm Heliflight is now accepting Bitcoin payments. So this very well could be the first transaction that has taken place with Bitcoin actually buying a helicopter. It's not just about paying for the use. They are following Sir Richard Branson's announcement that his star-studded space venture, Virgin Galactic. What's amazing is I think Virgin Airlines was one of my favorite airlines. Great prices, great party atmosphere, cool lights, and always cool music. So Virgin Galactic, which I'm sure is even cooler, would accept Bitcoin payments. And many other flight operators have been eager to get a piece of the Bitcoin action. Heliflight is one such operator. They began processing Bitcoin payments for passengers on its low-cost sightseeing tour package back in November. Passengers can fly from the company's private airport in Amersfoort, Utrecht, to almost any preferred location outside an airport. Destinations like Amsterdam and Paris could be reached by Heliflight's ex-Air Force pilots in a matter of just hours. So like many small business owners, Heliflight's general manager, Tom Van Kampen, was first introduced to the cryptocurrency after a tech-savvy employee involved in Bitcoin pointed him to the currency's possibilities. Van Kampen later researched the benefits of Bitcoin over regular fiat currencies and like his native euro, and decided to accept the fledgling coin. He said, and I quote, "Despite not being backed by a central bank or government, Bitcoin offers something that no other regular currency can right now. Speed, ease of payments, and the possibility of global transactions make Bitcoin, all in all, a concept that has something to offer." He added, "Although Bitcoin is in its infancy, and it is after 12 years, we strive to be innovative in every part of our operation, and Bitcoin payments fit with that." Pretty amazing. They've been in business since the 1990s, and where they opened up with just one helicopter, and now here they are on the Bitcoin train to increase their profits. I'm sure they're looking at sustainability and having Bitcoin on their books and realizing not just the ease of payments that anybody in the world could book or pay for a tour, or somebody from anywhere in the world that's visiting Europe doesn't have to change their money, which is a huge convenience. You have American dollars, if you have the euro, the British pound, anything else, you have to pay for a fee to convert from one currency to another. And there's a lot of inconvenience and a lot of fees that are involved in this. But because the beauty of cryptocurrency, that it holds the same price no matter where you are in the world, and it could transfer from one phone to a point of sale or to another phone.
Get the phone!
That makes it universally better in every single way. You're not paying any fees. You don't have to convert from one currency to another. You don't have to pay a third party to mitigate that transaction. This is a real peer-to-peer business. And this is what Bitcoin and Litecoin, all the different coins were intended for, is that the ease of remittance and also not paying high fees. You know, I mentioned all the fees that some of these coins and swaps are generating, but also Dogecoin, you know, only 14,000 in fees is not a lot of money. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that the fees are so low. So it makes everything convenient versus a business having to pay a 3% fee for accepting your Visa or MasterCard transaction. I do with my business, and we have to pay fees, and I don't like it. I think it's a ripoff. It's a bit of a scam. I understand 100 reasons why you could tell me it's not, but at the end of the day, I want to accept crypto. As a business, it is not too feasible. You have to jump through a lot of hoops, and the point of sale is probably the biggest challenge. However, NCR, which is the largest point of sale network in the country, actually announced that they are going to be adapting their point of sale infrastructure and equipment to accept cryptocurrency. They acknowledge the future, that it's convenient, and hopefully they're not going to charge transaction fees for this or extremely small ones. But nonetheless, I think it's not going to be long until you're going to be asked if you want to make a purchase or pay for your dinner or your clothes with cryptocurrency. It's going to become the norm without a doubt, and it's really nice to see that it's being adopted by point of sale. So hopefully it's going to make things a lot better for business. They'll be able to save money on fees and have quicker transactions. You don't have to wait 30 days for a remittance, such as with American Express, or sometimes even up to 90 days. In fact, you'll have your liquidity instantly at the transaction, at the point of sale. It is just like cash, but safer because it's all in your digital wallet. So if you own a business, I highly suggest looking into how you could accept cryptocurrency. If you have a point of sale network, call them up and see what are they doing to integrate it. Do they accept the app Spend, which is what's being tested by Amazon and currently available to use at Whole Foods and selected Nordstrom. And of course, with all this progress, Bitcoin has the attention of the government. They want their taxes, but beyond taxes, the Fed, the Senate, and Congress has their eye on crypto. The SEC chairperson is basically saying that most cryptocurrency coins should be subject to regulation. Is regulation good for this market? Well, yes, it is. Just like Elon Musk said, every business that has risk should have a referee. You have the EPA, you have the SEC, you have all types of different bodies that are there to give general protection to consumers. They shouldn't be telling us how to spend our money. They shouldn't be telling us what to invest in. And they shouldn't overregulate, because overregulation is what deters the markets, hurts investors, and will definitely put limits on to the amount of money that you can make. What is important is that they don't allow people to be ripped off. They should make sure that there's customer service at your cryptocurrency exchange. Make sure they're not holding your funds, you know, or locking them, which is a big problem with every exchange, especially Binance. But they love to lock funds, and they love to take forever to verify your identity. Something really important: if you're on Binance.com and you haven't verified your identity to be in a country where it is legal to trade on Binance, then you've got to move your coins off, because they are going to only allow you to move 0.06 of a Bitcoin per day. And if you got a lot of money on that exchange, that could really hurt you. And the final date, I believe, is the 8th in order to get your coins off of there. And I recommend KuCoin, KuCoin. If you're not on Coinbase, KuCoin is definitely the way to go. Okay, so the SEC chairman basically had some pretty strong comments about cryptocurrency as they are trying to figure out how to regulate the industry. The head of the SEC says crypto assets need a lot more regulation before they can move forward. That means they need to find out how they could charge and make more money. This asset class is rife with fraud, scams, and abuse in certain applications, the SEC chairman Gary Gensler said at the Aspen Security Forum on Tuesday. Sounds like they were in Aspen having a good time. We need additional congressional authorities to prevent transactions, products, and platforms from falling through regulatory cracks, he said. He addressed several aspects of the crypto business in his speech, including digital tokens, crypto trading platforms, stable coins, Bitcoin ETFs, and more. What kind of struck me is what he had to say about trading platforms, as there's already regulation to a degree, but there's definitely some oversight on these exchanges. And he notes that a typical trading platform has more than 50 tokens on it. He said the platforms have significant gaps in investor protection. And that's a key word for me. Do they really need to protect the investor from making money? Because there's no other asset class or market where you're able to make 20, 30, 40% gains in a week. It just doesn't happen. And especially for a common person to build wealth, I don't think they like it. I think they want to regulate how much money you can make or limit different types of trading. There are significant gaps in investor protection because people are making money. And I really think that's all it gets down to. The issue, he says, is whether any of those tokens are securities that would come under the purview of the SEC. To the extent that there are securities on these trading platforms, under our laws, they have to register with the commissions unless they meet an exemption. So again, register, pay a fee, pay a fine, be regulated. But they're an understaffed company. They're not out there enforcing laws. They just indict you, fine you, take your money. And then once you pay to play, you're pretty much good to go. Speaking of exchanges, the most common exchange, Coinbase, and the largest, in the world, as we talked about their expansion, especially into India. A lot of people don't know that they are the same company as Coinbase Pro. So if you have a Coinbase account and you don't like their fees, I strongly suggest Coinbase Pro, which is your same username and password. It's just an extension of Coinbase, and they have an app you could download. They also have more coins than the standard commercial Coinbase that everybody is used to. In fact, they just picked up Shiba. That's right, the one that made millionaires last year at 0.00000001/110 of a penny. And as they move their way up, they're making people a lot of money. It's like a safe moon, in my opinion. A lot of hype, a lot of marketing behind it. But they're building. They want to compete with Doge. I don't think that'll ever happen, but I got some just in case. So Coinbase Pro, extremely low fees, lots of coins, and they have an app. You should go there. Coinbase doesn't promote it or advertise it. I don't know why they call it for professional traders, but really you can watch a YouTube video and it's really easy to learn. So big things coming up. Next week, my predictions, I bet you that Bitcoin is going to break 42,000 and we're going to start seeing a little bit more movement as it heads up to 60 and then into unicorn land on the rainbow chart. And these alts are just going to keep providing nice setups. Find a couple good setups. I'm going to make some trades, take some profits as we move up in this wave, because really 2022 is going to be the new all-time highs. But in the meantime, remember, if it's not your keys, it's not your cheese. You should always store off-chain, off an exchange, just like on Lilypal or on Nano Ledger. And everybody out there, have a great time. Trade safe. And this is Nick Green with Crypto Karma, reminding you that this show is for educational purposes only. This is not investment or financial advice. I hope you guys enjoyed it and got something out of it too. Make sure you check out all the online resources to stay up to date in the world of crypto. Remember, if it's not your keys, it's not your cheese. Protect it with a digital wallet. Do not leave your money on an exchange and have fun. Bitcoin, always moving at the speed of crypto. This is Nick Green with Crypto Karma, and I'll see you next time. Crypto Karma is brought to you by Nectar Juice Bar. Check them out, nectarjuicebar.com, because otherwise you truly do not know what is in your food. At Nectar Juice Bar, it is all fresh, it is all healthy, and it is all delicious.
Explore the cryptocurrency universe with Nick Green on Crypto Karma. Learn about Bitcoin and blockchain, Ethereum, Dogecoin, and more. Buy and sell and trade and learn how to make some serious money with digital currency. Crypto Karma is brought to you by Nectar Juice Bar. Nectar is fresh at its best. Live life to the freshest with Nectar. Crypto Karma. Strike first, strike fast. Saturday at 9 a.m. on KPPF. And hear the podcast on Podbean.